The Statesboro Kiwanis Club gathered on July 24, 2025 for a meeting full of heartfelt tributes and community engagement, with the spotlight on the club's outgoing secretary Bede Mitchell and his wife Carrie, who are relocating to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The meeting also included the presentation of major community support grants and an uplifting update from the Kiwanis Livestock Project Committee. A fond farewell to Bede and Carrie Mitchell, led by Kiwanis President Marilyn Darrell, the club paid tribute to Bede Mitchell, who currently serves as club secretary, and his wife Carrie, both of whom have been deeply involved in Kiwanis and the broader Statesboro community. As Darrell recounted, Bede has not only supported the administrative side of Kiwanis operations, but he and Carrie have also been indispensable at events like the annual Pancake Breakfast and have long supported organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club. To honor their contributions, the club presented Bede with a commemorative plaque recognizing his years of service. The plaque read, "In recognition and appreciation, presented to Bede Mitchell, Club Secretary 2016-2025, in honor of your exceptional service, dedication and professionalism. Your contributions have left a lasting impact on the Statesboro Kiwanis Club. You will be greatly missed, and know that your presence and legacy will be long remembered. With sincere gratitude and best wishes, the Kiwanis Club of Statesboro, Bede Mitchell and Kiwanis President Marilyn Darrell." Jeremy Wilburn. Following a standing ovation, Bede took the podium to share reflections and one of his favorite humorous memories: being mistaken for fellow Kiwanian Gary Mickle during his term as club president in 2010. "It wasn't the first or last time someone thanked me for doing something Gary had done," he quipped, recalling the camaraderie and mix-ups that come with a decade of service. Marilyn invited members to sign a farewell card and encouraged everyone to greet the Mitchells before they left. "If we're sweet enough," she added, "maybe they'll come back and visit us." Vote Bullock Strong receives $5,000 for disaster relief in one of the afternoon's central moments. Kiwanis presented a $5,000 grant to Vote Bullock Strong, the county's volunteer disaster relief organization, to help prepare for future emergencies. Accepting the check was Dr. Frank Davis, joined by Jonathan Smith and Len Fatica. LR, Jonathan Smith, Dr. Frank Davis, and Len Fatica. Jeremy Wilburn Drive. Davis explained that the funds will be used to purchase 50 heavy-duty, bariatric-grade cots to support shelter operations during hurricanes and other disasters. These cots will accommodate survivors as well as first responders and relief workers. Just after Hurricane Idalia, Vote provided services to over 1,500 individuals in just the first 5 days, Davis said. "This donation will go a long way toward improving our readiness for future events." He also highlighted Kiwanis's long history with Vote, noting that the Statesboro Kiwanis Club was the organization's very first donor after its founding in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew in 2016. He credited Dwayne Grice as a foundational figure in VOAD's formation and thanked the club for its continued generosity and partnership. CASA and We Move Tutoring receive Young Child Priority 1 grants under the Young Child Priority 1 initiative. Kiwanis awarded two $500 grants to organizations that support children and youth in vulnerable circumstances. Kristen Kramer accepted on behalf of CASA Ogeechee, which serves children in foster care in Bullock, Screven, and Effingham counties. The grant will help fund CASA's Fostering Futures program, which focuses on preparing older youth ages 14 to 21 for adulthood. Kristen Kramer, Vice President Crystal Simpkins, and Julie Pickens. 20% of the children we serve fall into this age range, Kramer explained. This support helps them learn basic life skills like obtaining identification documents and applying for college. "Thank you for helping us walk alongside these young people during a critical time in their lives." Marie Williams, founder and director of We Move Tutoring Group, accepted the second $500 check. She gave a passionate account of how her program supports K-12 students in Bullock County, particularly those who struggle with reading and math. Marie Williams and Vice President Crystal Simpkins. Jeremy Wilburn. "We're not just after-school help," Williams said. "We're focused on academic progress. Georgia Southern students from across many disciplines, including journalism, education, and engineering, staff our tutoring efforts and help local children every day. This donation ensures we can continue that mission." She also noted that Bede Mitchell had played an instrumental role in helping the program find a home at Henderson Library during its early years. Livestock Project showcases student success. Rounding out the meeting, the Kiwanis Livestock Project Committee shared an update on its 2025 youth program, which provides local students with animals to raise and show at the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fair. This year, 25 young participants were selected through applications submitted via 4-H clubs, FFA chapters, and the Kiwanis Fair website. Livestock included calves, goats, sheep, and pigs. Two of the recipients, Addie Ray Robertson and Sarah Elizabeth Green, shared their progress. Addie Ray introduced her gilt, young female pig, Jules, noting her fast growth and calm demeanor. Sarah Elizabeth introduced her sheep, Spike, saying she was enjoying the process of working with her new companion. Andrea May, Addie Ray Robertson and Sarah Elizabeth Green, Lisa Turner. Jeremy Wilburn. Committee leaders explained that the program typically begins new participants with pigs, as they are easier to manage than other livestock. More experienced students may receive goats or sheep, and calves are reserved for those with multiple years of prior showing experience. All animals are halter trained before being placed with participants. At the end of the season, the animals become the property of the participants, allowing families to either keep them as pets, sell them, or retire them to pasture.